谢谢弟兄姐妹。
I want to first thank everyone for praying for the China missions trip the last few weeks.
我想要感谢大家过去几个星期对我们中国短宣的祷告。
And I especially want to thank you for all of your prayers for me.
特别感谢你们为我的祷告。
I'm not exactly sure what happened, but I lost complete control of my arm and vision in my right eye.
在中国的时候，当时不知道是什么情况，我当时右边的胳膊就不能动，眼睛也看得不是很清楚。
But it lasted only a few seconds.
不过这只持续了几秒钟。
And I quickly took some aspirin.
我很快地吃了一些阿司匹林药。
And I think from what my doctors have said that there is a possibility it might have been a what they call a TIA or a mini stroke.
我的医生告诉我的是，我有可能是有一个轻微的中风。
But it when they did the MRIs on my head and my neck, I asked a dear Dr. Philip.Man to look and read the results for me.
当我的医生给我做完这个头部和颈部的核磁共振检查的时候，我要我的医生给我读一下诊断的结果。
And when he told me that when he looked at my head, he assured me that there was nothing inside.
他看了我这个头部的扫描以后说，里面没有什么东西在里面。
So some of you might have been wondering.Boy, does he have anything inside there? It has now been medically proven. There's nothing inside here.
那我现在，你们可能会想，医生已经证明了我的脑子，我的大脑里面空空，什么也没有。
I thank the Lord for gifting people like Dr. Mann.
我为着有这样有恩赐的医生而感谢神。
And he said there was no evidence of a stroke.
他说没有中风的迹象。
So thank you for your prayers.
感谢大家的祷告。
I'd like to continue preaching through the book of Jonah.
我想要继续我们约拿书的学习。
And if I have any more chances, we could actually get through it in another two Sundays.
在如果有机会的话，在接下来的两个主日我讲到的时候，我们可以把约拿书学完。
And but today I'd like to focus on chapter 3.
今天我们来看第三章。
And in this chapter, what we really see is God's love for the unlovable.
第三章我们看到的是神对于这些不可爱人的爱心。
I'd like to just tell you a little thing that happened while we were in China.
我想要告诉大家一个在我们在中国的时候发生的故事。
A large part of our ministry was to teach English in what we call English corners.
我们在那边很大的一部分工作是要教英文。
And we were at this one Christian bookstore teaching English.
我们在一个基督徒的书店教英文。
And there was this young lady by the name of Wen Wen.
有一个年轻的女孩，她的名字叫文文。
And she, I hope I said that right. I'm not sure.
But 应该是文文。
Yeah. But she had a little boy with her.
她有一个小的男孩。
And I found out that this was her son.
这个是她的儿子。
And she was an accomplished young lady.
她是一个很有成就的年轻的女性。
She had finished the university.
她大学毕业。
And she was specialized in teaching Chinese overseas.
她是在海外教中文。
And because of her command of the Chinese language, she landed a job as a broadcaster on TV.
因为她的中文很好，所以她成为了一个电视上的新闻播报员。
And she showed us a picture of her on TV.
她给我们看了一张她在电视上的照片。
But what happened was that she had become pregnant.
后来她怀孕了。
And she wasn't married.
她没有结婚。
And the people, she said, all of her coworkers and everyone suggested that she get an abortion.
她所有的同事告诉她要她堕胎。
And But she didn't feel comfortable with that.
但是她不想这样做。
Innately inside, she knew that, that there was something wrong with that.
在她的心里面知道这样做不对。
And so what she did was she ended up having the baby.
所以她就将这个孩子生了下来。
But it completely derailed her career.
不过这改变了她的职业的生涯。
She wasn't able to continue in her work because she now had to raise a son.
因为要照顾孩子的缘故，她没有办法再继续工作。
Even though the birth father lived in Beijing, he did not take any responsibility for the child.
即使这个孩子的生父就住在北京，但是他没有承担任何的责任。
And she said that she was being mistreated by society.
她说这个社会对她不公平。
And that she said her family ridiculed her, and they and her words, she said that her family now hated her.
她说她的家人嘲笑她，并且厌恨她。
Nobody cared about her anymore.
没有人在乎她。
She didn't have much money.
她没有很多钱。
And I told her, you ought to connect yourself with a church.
我说你需要去到教会里。
And she said, well, in her emails to me, she said, well, I've been going to church.
在她给我的邮件里边，她说我再去教会。
And she says that basically the same attitudes in society were held by the church as well.
她说教会里面的人对她的态度也是像在社会里面的人对她的态度一样。
She was a woman with a child, but no husband.
她是一个没有丈夫带着一个孩子的女人。
She was ridiculed in society.
在社会里面被嘲讽。
She was shunned in the church.
在教会里面人们都躲避她。
It's a sad, sad story.
这是一个很令人伤心的故事。
She wrote to me in her email and she said, I've heard that in other countries, like the United States, there, people in my situation aren't treated as poorly.
她说我听说在其他的国家，像在美国，像我这样情况的人，不会遭到这么糟糕的待遇。
And she said, how I would like to be able to go to a place like the United States.
她说，那我多想要去到这样的一个国家，比如像在美国。
She said, do you know any young eligible men?
她说，你认不认识年轻的男性？
I'm just saying that. No, it's true, but I'm just saying, if you feel inclined, come and talk to me.
对，他就是这样很诚实的对我这样说的。其实任何的事情，大家和我说的时候都可以敞开的对我来直接的谈。
Actually, she said, I'm embarrassed to say this, but then she told me, she asked me, are there any men in your church that need a wife?
其实他自己这样问我之前，他自己也觉得很有些尴尬，但是他问我，你的教会里面有没有年轻的男性？
I began to think how institutional Christianity so often gets into the way of the presentation of the gospel.
那我想到的是有多少次我们把基督教变得教条化、形式化，从而阻断了福音的真正的传播。
You see, the gospel teaches us that Jesus died for completely a ruined people.
福音教导我们的是耶稣为这些完全破碎的、败坏的人而死。
We see it in the book of Nineveh, in the book of Jonah.
我们在约拿书里看到。
We see God's compassion to the nation, to the city of Nineveh.
我们看到神对于尼尼微这个城市的怜悯慈爱。
We read right in the beginning that the word of the Lord came to Jonah, and then he said, "Arise and go to Nineveh."
我们在第三章看到，耶和华的话第二次临到约拿，叫他起来去尼尼微大城。
Why would God send His prophet to Nineveh?
为什么神要将他的先知送到尼尼微？
They're a terrible people.
那些人特别的坏。
Everybody hated them.
每一个人都讨厌他们。
They were a ruthless people.
他们是残忍的人。
They were terrorists.
他们是恐怖分子。
nobody wanted them. No one wanted to see any good come to the city of Nineveh.
没有人期待这些人能做出什么好事来。
But God sends His messenger there.
但是神将他的使者送过去。
The message of Jonah becomes very clear to us in chapter 3.
第三章，约拿书的信息就特别的清楚了。
It's as if all the pieces start to come together in this book.
好像这个书的每一部分现在都可以啊拼成一个完整的图画。
We see the obedience of Jonah.
我们看到约拿的顺服。
We see that Nineveh repents.
我们看到尼尼微悔改。
And we read about God's mercy.
我们读到了神的怜悯。
Let's look at Jonah's obedience first in the first two verses.
在前两节，我们先看约拿的顺服。
It's an amazing statement that we read here.
这是一个很奇妙的一个宣称。
Now the word of the Lord came to Jonah a second time.
耶和华的话第二次临到约拿。
That's amazing.
很奇妙的。
Why would God do it twice?
神为什么要做两次？
Jonah didn't listen.
约拿并没有听他。
Why didn't he just strike him dead?
为什么就不把他一击打死？
This is God Almighty.
这是全万军耶和华。
Why should he tolerate anyone who doesn't listen to him?
他为什么要忍受这些不听他话的人？
But he does.
但是他就是这样做的。
God gives Jonah a second chance.
神给约拿第二个机会。
How many times has God spoken to us?
有多少次神对我们说话？
And asked us to do something.
要我们做一些事情。
And we react like Jonah.
我们就像约拿一样做出反应。
Do you know, I know, sometimes...I'll be working in my office or maybe even cutting my grass at home.
有的时候我在办公室工作或者在家里面割草。
And I'll get a thought in my head.
我的脑子里面就会想。
Send a letter or an email to so-and-so.
要给某一个人发一封邮件或者发信。
And sometimes I go, oh, I haven't talked to that brother or sister for so long.Let me give them a phone call or write them an email.
或者有时候想，哦，这个弟兄姐妹，我好久没有跟他谈话了，让我给他打一个电话或者发封邮件。
But other times I think, oh, it would be nice to send them an email, and I never do it.
其他时候就在想，哦，要是给他发一封邮件多好，但是我却没有发送。
And then God tries to remind me again.
然后神会再一次的提醒我。
And then you know what happens? The third time they call me.
然后你知道怎么样吗？第三次的时候，我没有给他们打电话，他们给我打电话了。
I can't tell you how many times I've said on the phone. Do you know I was thinking about the last 2 days of giving you a phone call?
你知道有好多次，当我接到这个电话的时候，我在说，你知道吗？过去几天我正在准备想要给你打电话呢。
There's a good pastor friend of mine.
我有一个很好的朋友，是一个牧师。
He's retired now.
他现在退休了。
But he always used to tell me.That God will try to tell you what to do 3 times.
他经常告诉我说，神会用三次机会告诉你要做什么。
And it was kind of like a, you know, God the Father, God the Son, and God the Holy Spirit. You know,
好像我们三位一体的神，有父、有子，还有灵。
And then he would say, and the fourth time, he'll get somebody else.
他说第四次他就会去找别人了。
And we miss the blessing.
那我们就错过了这个祝福。
You know, it says that in Jonah that.That God wanted Jonah to go, and He gives Jonah a second chance.
在这里，神想要约拿去，所以他给他第二次机会。
Our God is a merciful God, isn't He?
我们的神是有怜悯的神，不是吗？
He's patient with us.
他对我们有耐心。
And then we find out that Jonah is to proclaim a message to the Ninevites.
然后我们知道约拿要向尼尼微城来宣讲一个信息。
And the interesting thing is.Jonah doesn't know the message.
很有意思的是，约拿还不知道是什么信息。
Because he says in verse 2, "Arise and go to Nineveh, the great city, and proclaim to it the proclamation which I am going to tell you."
第二节的时候说到往神对他说往尼尼微大城去，是向其中的居民要宣告我将要吩咐你的话。
So God says to Jonah, "Go." And Jonah listens. He goes, but he still doesn't know what he's going to say.
约拿是听从了神要他去的这一个指令，但是不知道要去说什么。
And so in verse 3, we finally have the fact that when Jonah goes to Nineveh, according to the word of the Lord, now Nineveh was an exceedingly great city, a 3 days walk.
约拿终于去了，在根据约拿圣经的记载，尼尼微是极大的城，需要走三日的路程才到。
So he's going by faith.
所以他带着信心去。
He doesn't know what he's going to say, but he goes to the city. He gets there.
他不知道想要说什么，但是他去到那个城，到了那里。
So, oh, and Nineveh is a large city. Just think about it. I mean, I think I'm pretty sure I can walk from the one end of Manhattan all the way to the other end of Manhattan, New York, in one day. I think I could do that. And I'd probably stop and have Chinese food on Canal Street on the way down.
我想尼尼微城一定是一个大城，因为我很确定像曼哈顿，纽约曼哈顿这么大的城市，我可以从一端走到另外一端用一天的时间，而且中间我还可以在中国城吃一个中餐。
But Nineveh is 3 days walk. It's a huge city.
但是尼尼微城却需要花三天的时间。
And sure enough, Jonah obeys and he goes. And as he's walk in verse 4, we're told as he's walking through the city, he cries out and he says simply this: Yet 40 days and Nineveh will be overthrown.
当约拿进城以后，他就是很简单的这样说。再等四十日，尼尼微城必倾覆了。
It's amazing. That's it. That's the whole message.
这就是整个的信息。
You know, I mean, I would hate to have to go and give that message to anybody.
我要是约拿，我绝对很讨厌过去就说这样的一段话。
Where is the hope?
这个希望在哪里？
Where is the part that says, listen, if you do this, God will bless you? It's not there.
为什么不可以说如果你这样做的话，神会祝福你？为什么没有这样的信息出来？
This message is simply gloom and doom.
这个信息就是阴暗的，带有毁灭性的。
And the amazing thing is, which leads to our second point, is that Nineveh repents.
但是很奇妙的是，也就带到我们信息的第二点，尼尼微城居然悔改了。
The people repent. It's unbelievable.
人们悔改了，很难以置信。
And what we learn here, I think, and we can take this one little point out of here, and that is just simply this.
我们可以从中学到一点，那很简单的就是这样。
The presence of God's people and the impact of God's message are unfathomable.
神在与他的子民的同在，还有神的信息所带给的影响是奇妙可畏的。
There is so much power if we just allow God to work through us. If we just act in obedience to Him, He can do amazing things through us.
神的能力是可以借着我们的顺服，让我们做他要我们做的事情的时候，这个大能就会展现出来，会做很奇妙的事情。
His message is powerful. His words are alive.
他的信息是有能力的，他的词语是活的。
And they can cut right into the heart.
它可以直接切入到人的心里面。
So, I just like to say this about the repentance of the Ninevites.
我想要说一下尼尼微人的悔改。
Let's look at their repentance.
我们来看一下他们的悔改。
I mean, this is the four things that I see in their repentance in these verses in this chapter.
在这一章里面，从他们的悔改中，我看到有四点信息。
They have faith in God.
他们对神有信心。
They declare a fast.
他们宣告了一个禁食。
They pray and call on God.
他们祷告呼求神。
And they encourage the nation to turn back on their wicked ways. And just like the children sang today, the world behind me.The cross before me. They were going to leave their old ways behind.
他们鼓励这个国家回转过来不再做那些邪恶的事情他们要悔改，就好像我们今天诗班的小孩子唱到的，世界在后头，十架在前头，我们不再回头。
The Ninevites, they all repent.
尼尼微人他们全部都悔改。
Even their animals repent. Did you read that did you see that in the scriptures?
我们读到吗？甚至是在城里的这些牲畜、动物都悔改。
It's like they put sackcloth on their animals as well.
就好像他们把悔改的这个 都给了这些动物。
I guess the question is, what is the adequacy of their repentance?
那这个问题就是，为什么他们的悔改有这么多，这么充足？
When is it adequate when a person repents? Like, what is the level that the repentance is true?
当一个人悔改，要悔改到多少，要悔改到什么程度的时候，才是一个真正的悔改？
Oh, I know in the Russian church, I hear these stories.
我知道在俄罗斯俄国的教会，我听到一些故事。
That in the old Russian churches in Ukraine or Russia, before someone could be baptized, they had to prove to the pastors that they truly repented.
那在乌克兰或者俄罗斯的教会。一个人想要受洗的话，他要先向牧师来证明他是悔改的。
And to convince them, the person would have to be crying.
为了要证明他们悔改了，这个人必须要哭出来。
Because if they just simply said to the pastors, I have repented and asked Jesus to become the Lord of my life, they wouldn't believe them.
如果他们只是简单的说我悔改了，我愿意让耶稣基督进入到我的心里，成为我的救主，没有人会他们不会相信他。
They would think that the person was not sincere.
他们觉得这个人不够真诚。
And then when they baptize them,
当他们施洗的时候，
they do it in the winter often.
他们常常就会在冬天做。
And they cut a hole in the ice.
他们在河里面的冰上面挖开一个洞，把这个人扔在这个冰洞里面。
And let me tell you, if you do that, I mean, you've got to be a Christian to do that.
我告诉你，如果你愿意在那个情况下受洗的话，你一定是愿意成为一个基督徒的。
There just can't be any question.
那这个毫无疑问。
But is that how we measure the standard? I don't know.
那我们是要用这样的一个衡量标准吗？我不确定。
I look at the Ninevites, and here's what they did. They accepted the validity of God's judgment.
我们看到尼尼微人他们的悔改，他们接受了神公义审判的真实性。
The message was, that Nineveh would be destroyed. They would be judged.
这个信息是这个城要毁灭，他们会被审判。
And do you know basically what that tells us when the people repented? They basically said, "Yeah, we're rotten people. We deserve it."
那当他们悔改的时候，他们可能就是说，对啊，我们就是败坏的人，我们罪有应得。
They were rotten people.
他们是腐坏的人。
And they knew it.
他们自己知道。
Second.The prophecy of Jonah offered absolutely no hope.
第二点，约拿的信息没有给他们任何的希望。
But they dared to believe it.
但是他们敢于去相信。
Where did that kind of faith come from?
那样的信心是从哪里来的？
There's a lot in the Bible of false repentance.
圣经里面有很多假的、错误的悔改。
I mean, we could read through Isaiah 58.
以赛亚书，比如在以赛亚书五十八章。
And if you read through it, maybe tonight or something like that, you will see that there is all this fasting, and all of this, you know, the Israelites would even put sackcloth, and they would look on the outside like they were sorry, but on the inside they were not.
以赛亚书五十八章，如果大家有时间回去读的话，我们会看到很多的人。在进食，他们还会披上麻布，在外面看起来他们好像很忧伤，但是心里面并没有真正的悔改。
You know, we see a lot of in the Israelites, they're sorry for their sins.
以色列人他们会为他们的罪而感到难过。
But they never really turn from them.
但是他们从来没有从罪里面走出来。
See, the thing about the Ninevites was that they decided to make an 180 degree turn and leave their old life behind.
但是对于当时的尼尼微人来说，他们是做了一个180度的大转弯，他们再也不去过这样充满罪的生活。
So I think, you know, based on this passage and others, we can define repentance like this. It's an acknowledgement of sin.
所以根据这里，我们可以看到一个真诚的悔改是这样的，他先是要认罪。
It is a sincere sorrow for the sin.
是为罪在我们的心里面有一个真正的忧伤。
And then it's a turning from the sin.
还有就是要从罪中回转出来。
That word in the Greek is metanoia.
在希腊文里面这个词就是metanoia.
Here's some examples of repentance.
这里我给大家一些悔改的例子。
In Psalm 51 verse 4.
诗篇51篇第四节。
David admits, actually throughout all the Psalms, but in verse 4, he repents and is sorry for his sin, and he's determined not to do it again.
在这整篇诗篇里面，大卫都承认他的罪，但是在第四节的时候，他特别的悔改，然后也说再也不去这样做了。
How about in the New Testament, Luke chapter 18?
还有新约路加福音十八章。
The verses 9 through 14.
九到十四节。
We have a religious Pharisee who is repenting.
我们有一个法利赛人在这里悔改。
And he is justifying himself before God.
他在神面前要证明自己的，证实自己的公义。
And he says basically, God, thank you for making me not like him.
他说感谢神，你把我造的不像那个人一样。
And he's comparing himself to others.
他是将自己和其他人做比较。
And then there's this tax collector.
然后他被比较的那有一个税吏。
Whom nobody likes.
没有人喜欢这个收税的税吏。
Because they extort money from the people.
因为他们从人民中刮取财富。
But he comes before the Lord.
但是他来到神的面前。
And he's not even able to lift his head.
他连头都抬不起来。
And he felt the weight of his own sin.
他感觉到了自己的罪的重担。
And he cries out for mercy.
他哭泣着寻求怜悯。
There's the difference.
这里就是区别。
There's true repentance, and then there is a false repentance.
有真正的诚心的悔改，还有一个假的悔改。
Or how about the parable of the prodigal son in Luke chapter 15.
还有在路加福音十五章里面那个浪子回头的比喻。
Do you remember when the son comes running back to the father?
记不记得当浪子跑回家里面跑向他的父亲的时候？
And it's a beautiful, beautiful picture of who God is in the father.
这是一幅很美妙的图画，让我们看到了我们的天父上帝到底是怎样的。
Because in that parable, you get the picture that the father is like standing out in front of his house or sitting in his chair, and he's looking out to the street.
这幅图画就是我们看到这个父亲带着盼望，就在等在自己的家门口，向着外面的街道看着。
And while the son is a long way off, he notices something familiar.
当这个儿子在很远，他看到在很远的地方，在往家里面跑的时候，他看到了一个很熟悉的人。
See, the picture is that the father is waiting. Every day he sits out there and he waits for his son.
这幅图画就是这个父亲每一天他都是在门口等待他的孩子。
And when he sees this figure, he notices something familiar. Maybe it was the way he walked.
当他看到这个人的时候，他觉得很熟悉，也许是这个人走路的方式让他觉得很熟悉。
And the father gets up.
这个父亲起来。
And he begins to run towards the son.
他开始向那个孩子跑过去。
Now we have to understand something. Old men don't run.
我们要知道一个事实，就是老年人他是不跑的。
And a man of his stature could have easily sent a servant.
那这个人也可以就派一个自己的仆人跑过去。
But the parable is to show us how much God loves his wayward children.
那这个比喻呢，就是要看到神是怎么样的来对这些偏行己路的人来施他的爱。
And so as Jesus tells the parable, he says, no, this father is different. He runs to the son.
耶稣的比喻说，这个父亲不同，他跑向他的孩子。
And the son runs towards the father.
这个孩子也跑向父亲。
And when he comes to the father, he falls down.
当他来到他父亲面前的时候，他倒下。
And he does not give any specifics of what happened to him to his father.
他也没有给很多的信息细节来讲到这个中间发生了什么事情。
He just simply says, I have sinned and I am unworthy.
他只是简单的说，这个孩子说，我犯罪了，我是不配得的。
That's repentance.
这就是悔改。
You know, so often we like to beat ourselves up.
有时候经常我们就会责备、摔打自己。
So often we like to punish ourselves for our own sins.
我们为我们的罪自己惩罚自己。
But the scriptures just tell us this: to confess your sin.
但是圣经告诉我们，要承认你的罪。
And He is faithful and just, and He will forgive you your sins.
我们的神他是信实，他是公义的，所以他在他里面会对你有一个赦免。
And we are acceptable to God.
我们可以被神所接纳。
When we accept Christ, the righteousness of Christ is put on our account.
当我们接受神的时候，他的公义就在我们的里面，使我们也算为义。
And when we sin,
当我们犯罪的时候，
we are simply to confess our sin.
我们只是在认我们的罪。
And then in the book of Hebrews, we're told that the forgiveness of our sin is so complete that we should not even feel guilt once it's been confessed to the Lord.
当希伯来书里面说到，我这个赦罪的功效是如此之大，以至于当我们承认我们的罪的时候，我们不需要再为这个而感到愧疚。
You see, repentance is always towards God.
悔改永远都是要面向神的。
And the emphasis of repentance is on the quality of God's mercy.
这个悔改注重的应该是神他的怜悯。
And not on the quality of how well we repent.
而并不是注重在我们，而是看我们悔改表现出来的这个悔改有多么的好。
If repentance is a means of gaining God's approval, then for us, repentance is a form of legalism.
如果我们在悔改的时候所做的是要赢得神的认可，赢得他的赞许的时候，那对于我们来说，这个悔改就是一种，就是律法主义的一种形式。
And so, brothers and sisters, we're not called to flog ourselves or beat ourselves over our sin.
弟兄姐妹，我们要做的不是拿着一个棒子来责打我们自己，为我们的过犯。
We are to just simply confess our sin.
我们需要做的就是来承认我们的罪。
I'd like to now just look at God's mercy as we end.
在最后，我们要来看一下神的怜悯。
Now, I'm looking at verse 10 of chapter 3.
我们看约拿书的第三章第十节。
And we have this beautiful picture. It says, when God saw their deeds, that they had turned from their wicked ways, then God relented concerning the calamity which he had declared he would bring upon them, and he did not do it.
于是神查看他们的行为，见他们离开恶道，他就后悔，不把所说的灾祸降于他们了。
You know, this is God's mercy.
这是神的怜悯。
You know, one thing we have to remember about Jonah is that he's a real jerk. I don't know how to translate it. You would translate it, but he's not a good person.
Okay, 如果我说的很难听，原谅我。我们知道有一件事情，那就是约拿是一个混蛋。
He, chapter one, he preaches God says, go preach against Nineveh.
神对他说的是，你要向尼尼微人宣讲。
And then in chapter 3, he finally goes and God says, proclaim the word that I give you.
他最后终于去了约拿，对约拿说，宣告我所吩咐你的话。
And when God saw what happened, he was pleased and he was merciful.
当神看到这一切的时候，他很高兴，他充满了怜悯。
But look at the way that Jonah responds in chapter 4.
那我们看第四章约拿的反应。
In chapter 4, the first two verses say, but it greatly displeased Jonah, and he became angry.
第四章第一节说，这是约拿大大不悦，且甚发怒。
And then he wants God to destroy them.
他愿意耶和华毁灭他们。
And he says, God, I knew you were going to forgive them. I knew they were going to repent. And he doesn't like it.
他说, 神, 我知道, 你要赦免他们, 我知道他们会悔改, 但是约拿他不喜欢这样。
Now, Jonah thinks differently about repentance, the repentance of Nineveh, didn't he?
约拿对于尼尼微人的悔改的想法不一样, 不是吗?
You see, we're told something very different in the New Testament.
但是在新约圣经里面告诉我们的是完全不同的。
Romans chapter 2, verses 1 through 4.
罗马书第二章1到4节。
You know, explain to us that we are not to judge without grace.
这里告诉我们的是, 我们不是按照我们的恩典来论断别人。
Let me just read that.
我们来把圣经打到罗马书的第二章第一节到第四节。
And it says, therefore you are without excuse. Every man of you who passes judgment, for in that you judge another, you condemn yourself. For you who judge practice the same things. And we know that the judgment of God rightly falls upon those who practice such things. And do you suppose this, O man, when you pass judgment upon those who practice such things and do the same yourself, that you will escape the judgment of God? Or do you think lightly of the riches of his kindness and forbearance and patience, not knowing that the kindness of God leads you to repentance? Sure.
我觉得这一段很好，我们大家来一起来读好吗？ 罗马书的第二章第一节到第四节，找到以后我们开始。你这论断人的，无论你是谁，也无可推诿。你在什么事上论断人，就在什么事上定自己的罪。以你这论断人的，自己所行却和别人一样。我们知道这样行的人， 神必照真理审判他。你这人啊，你论断行这样事的人，自己所行的却和别人一样，你以为能逃脱神的审判吗？还是你藐视他丰富的恩慈、宽容、忍耐，不晓得他的恩慈是领你悔改？
These verses clearly show us that we are not to show contempt upon God's kindness and patience and his mercy.
这一部分告诉我们的是，我们不能对于神的宽容、他的慈爱、他的怜悯而显示出我们的轻蔑。
If God could be merciful to sinners like us, how could we ever judge anybody else except for to be merciful to them?
如果神对于我们这样的罪人都是怜悯的话，我们还怎能论断别人？我们不是应该对这些人也有怜悯和慈爱吗？
If we are bothered by God's mercy for a different person, then our spirituality is immature.
如果我们因为神对别人而施怜悯和慈爱的时候，我们心里感觉到不悦的时候，那么我们的灵里的生命是不成熟的。
Because then what we're saying is we want God to be kind to us, but nobody else.
因为那样就是对神说，你只对我们这些人有慈爱，不要去爱那些另外的那些人。
And that's not the way God intended things to be.
这不是神对于人的态度和计划。
That's not the way God intends his church to be.
这也不是神要他的教会所成为的样子。
The message of this chapter is for us to see how kind and compassionate God is.
这一章要我们看到的神是神多么的有慈爱和怜悯。
Especially to people that the world hates.
尤其是对于世界上被世界所恨的人。
Or the people that the world doesn't want to have anything to do with.
或者是这个世界想要去弃绝的人。
People like Wenwen.
像文文这样的人。
The role of God's people in the culture is important.
神的子民在当今的社会文化里面的作用是很重要的。
We are to be salt and light to the world.
我们要做这个世上的光和盐。
That's what he has called us to.
这是他要我们做的。
Not to judge the world.
不是去审判这个世界。
there is power in the message, God's message to this world.
神对这个世界的所传讲的信息是有能力的。
And we, brothers and sisters, are obligated to preach it to the world.
那我们有责任将这个信息传给世界。
The world is sick.
这个世界是病了的。
And we have the cure.
我们有医病的方法。
It's the Lord Jesus Christ.
就是我们的主耶稣基督。
It's God's grace to this world.
是神对这个世界的恩典。
And we need to be those who bring that beautiful message to a very sick and dark world.
那我们要将这个美妙的信息带给这个病态的黑暗的世界。
Paul says to us in 2 Corinthians chapter 5.
保罗在哥林多后书第五章对我们说道。
We are reconciled so that we would have the ministry of reconciliation.
我们是与神和好的。那我来。
We could read verses 25 through 27, 2 Corinthians chapter 5.
哥林多后书。
2 Corinthians 5. Did I get the wrong one? Oh, I'm sorry. Maybe it's 1 Corinthians. I'm sorry.
No, that's okay.
Oh, wait a second. I'm sorry, brothers and sisters.
对不起，我们再找一下。哥林多后书第五章十八节，这里一切都是一切都是出于神，他借着基督使我们与他和好，又将劝人与他和好的职分赐给我们。
So this is our responsibility.
这是我们的责任。
Brothers and sisters, so I leave you with just two things.
弟兄姐妹，我给大家留下两点信息。
We have an important part to play in our culture.
在我们所生活的文化里面，我们有一个很重要的角色。
God calls us to be salt and light in the world.
神要我们成为这个世界的光和盐。
Bringing a message of grace.
带给人们一个恩典的信息。
And mercy.
还有怜悯。
Sometimes that means also talking about God's judgment.
有的时候也是要谈到神的最终的审判。
And that he cannot tolerate sin.
他不能容忍罪。
And we need to bring that message to the world.
那我们要将这个信息带给世界。
But secondly, we also need to remember that we are his ambassadors.
不过第二点我们还要记住的是，我们是他的使者。
And we are called to reconcile people back to God.
我们要与人和好，让他们可以回到神的面前与神和好。
There's a lot of people that the world doesn't like.
有很多的人是这个世界所不喜欢的。
It was exactly those type of people that Jesus ministered to.
但是耶稣就是对着那样的人来做他的事工。
And you know, there's a saying that says the apple does not fall far from the tree.
有一句话说到苹果不会掉到离树太远，就是说。有其父必有其子这个意思吧。
And in the same way, if we are the children of our Lord Jesus Christ,
如果我们是神的子民的话，
we should be like him.
我们应该也像他一样。
We should go to the world that is hurting and unloved by the rest.
我们应该走到这个世界里面，这个世界是充满伤害，还有很多不被人爱的这些人的。
Amen.
Amen.
感谢神啊！现在是洗礼的时候啊，神给我们一个使命，就是啊，我们这个父分要是去爱啊，去传福音，要为人顺主耶稣的洗礼。我们感谢神啊，我们有个姐妹啊，梁文 见姐妹在我们的当中。他在这里差不多有六个月的时候，他来是为他的弟弟的病，来帮助他的弟弟的病。他弟弟也是的家庭也在我们的教会当中，差不多差不多六七年的时候，他的太太是李安贤姐妹，他的儿子也在这里出生的，在我们的教会当中，一出生就来我们的教会当中。我们感谢神，我们当我们的家庭会员家庭有问题的时候，我们可以去关怀他。所以当两姊妹来到我们当中的时候，我们有几个家庭不断的爱他们，关怀他们，就从这个神的爱，他晓得神的爱，他晓得这个是真神，他会来到神的面前。因为今天讲到神的爱使我们回转过来哈，罗马书里面讲的。所以他的弟弟生了虽然在这个世上只有100万多人，只有一个可以的血可以跟他可以用来医治这个血癌的地方，所以他姐姐也是的血跟他可以用，所以他愿意来这里，因为他爱他的弟弟，所以我们也晓得他是爱人的姐妹，也是现在他也是有机会爱神。所以我们感谢神，两姊妹可以出来吗？感谢神，你可以跪下来，我问你几个问题，你可以答我是可以跪下来，你明白，你愿意就可以这个样子，好不好？我就是问你，你相信神是神独生儿子主耶稣基督是童女玛利亚所生，从圣灵而生的？
我愿意。
你要相信主耶稣为我们的罪我过犯也死在那个十字架上，三天后从死里复活为我们清义？
我愿意。
你要愿意跟他同死也同复活让记着我们主耶稣基督与神和好，求神加添你的力量，永主一人？
我愿意。
好，记着你的口跟你的心讲愿意的话，我奉圣父圣子圣灵的名为你施洗，感谢神。我们现在起来，我们一起为他祷告，好不好？弟兄姐妹起来，我们为他一起祷告。我们的主，我们的神，谢谢你，谢谢你两姐妹愿意在你的面前谦卑下来，愿意承认你的是独生母业的子的儿子从为我们在十字架上死，要从那个死里复活过来。主啊，你要看顾他，因为他现在又回去中国，还有两天的时候他又回去中国。主啊，你为他不断的灵性上的增长，让他愿意去祷告去教会继续增长，也愿意他有学者的心不断的愿意在你的面前为你做见证。感谢你，感谢你的恩典慈爱，他在他的弟弟身上也在他的身上。主啊，我们晓得这不是偶然的。主啊，你让你回去的时候你可以使用他。我们感谢祈求奉主耶稣的名求，阿们。
阿们，好，谢谢。
我们请起继续站立，我们来唱我们教会的洗礼歌，你们都应该背了哈。 一起来。快乐日，快乐日，耶稣洗净我总罪孽，主教导我警醒祷告，快乐度日，谨守主道，快乐日，快乐日，耶稣洗净我总罪孽。感谢神，请坐。
Dear brothers and sisters, before we take of the communion table, let us take a moment of silence to confess our sins and be right with God. Let's pray.